Hello, it is July 4th, 2009. I've just gotten into the Jeep. I am driving north on one of the back roads near my house. And I just thought while I was out for a drive, I'd make a video, or sorry, an audio blog today. Even though I have another to put up, so that's two I need to put online right now. Been a little lackadaisical about that, I guess, but should be easy to do once I get home. I wanted to get out a little bit earlier today and drive when it was a bit warmer. Right now it's a good 87 degrees, which is about perfect for me. Once I get to 90 above, I don't like the temperature. It's a bit too hot. Now I've got a little case around the recorder, and I'm hoping that's going to keep out most of the wind. So we'll see if the wind and the noise is kept down by this, and I can make a decent recording. Oops, I got somebody behind me. Way back behind me. But, you know, when I'm driving out this, I kind of like want to cruise, especially in the Jeep. Take it slow, and I don't mind, or just don't want people around me, I guess. That way I don't have to think about, oh man, I'm going slow, and this person's going to go get irritated at me. So, I decided I needed to get out, go for a drive. I'm going to take some of the back roads, head on downtown Portland, do a little bit of people watching, go around a little bit, and have a smoke maybe somewhere downtown. Might get something to eat, I don't know. I don't feel that hungry. I just had my daily salad not too long ago. Enjoying the fact that I'm having a daily salad. Wish I had better salads to choose from. The ones at Albertsons are okay. Probably not the healthiest for you as far as, you know, having a lot of greens in there, but there's a little bit of variety and they taste pretty good and they're good for my stomach, so I keep sticking to them. I want to get into the pattern, though, of going once a week to Hagen's. Hagen's has a salad bar. I can get everything on that. Have a nice big salad, so maybe I'll do that about once a week when I remember. So I think right now I'm on an old Germantown road. Oh wait, maybe that's not it. I'll see in a minute. Just past the old little white church that reminds me of Little House on the Prairie. Beautiful back here. Wish I lived back here. Wouldn't mind having a little farm, Christmas trees, or some kind of food or animal or something like that. Just a gorgeous area. Yep, I'm going 45, got someone on my tail wanting to get by. Maybe I'll pull off here in a little bit and let them go. Oh, they're just going to break the law. That was me honking at them. I don't appreciate when people do that on a corner. It's just asking to cause a car wreck. But I'm not going to get upset about that. Although I have been a little bit on edge this afternoon, which isn't too atypical. Trying to do those, figure out why I start feeling like that. It's not as simple as just going out here, some external event or something like that that's causing me to feel that way. I know that quite a bit of the time when something like that happens, it's internal. That's a bit frustrating. Especially since I know myself so well. So let me see. I don't see... Oh. All the road signs showing what road this is are facing the other road, so I can't tell what road this is. Maybe I'll tell you in a bit. So here, I'll turn the radio off. I don't know if you're getting the radio in this. So yeah, having a deep knowledge of myself has been helpful a lot, but in this particular case today, not sure what's bugging me. Maybe it's just, you know, I think it probably is just that it's 4th of July and I don't have anybody to spend the day with. I'm not huge on celebrating the 4th, never really have been. Usually you go to see fireworks and that's about it. When I had a daughter, it was a bigger thing, definitely. Made it a family event, but now I'm just kind of on my own. There's no real reason to go out and watch fireworks on my own. So I think that's a little bit of it, just this sense that, you know, this is the second 3-day weekend and probably as many months, and again, I've spent most of it at home, getting a lot of sleep just because my body's sore, letting it recoup and do some healing, doing a lot of reading, and that's probably what I'll do when I get home tonight. I have, as always, many books I'm reading. I'm reading a book on holistic sleep, about halfway through that book now. I don't remember who the other book is. From Here to Eternity, that's the other book that I'm reading, and that's huge. It's 1,000-something pages long, and I've been reading that really slow, really slow. Only every now and then, every couple weeks, do I pick it up and read a chapter. Not the most exciting book in the world, I think in part because there's supposed to be a trilogy of books. That one, The Thin Red Line, and I don't remember what the last one is, but they're all about World War II, but this is a book set on Oahu, the island of Oahu, during or right before the attack on Pearl Harbor. So the attack on Pearl Harbor comes at the end of the book, and I only know that because I've seen the movie. The rest of the book is just about normal army life at the time, what it was like for people, what they did with their time, and mostly it's screwing off, between work and screwing off. Yeah, I'll get home to reading later. Is this old Germantown Road? I'm not sure. It's a beautiful road, though. It's okay for motorcycling. It's got a lot of grooves on it, which kind of make the corners a little less stable going around. And you can get on a road like this on a motorcycle, you want to go fast. So I always appreciate a road that's curvy, where you can see far into your corner that you're going into, and where the pavement is nice and smooth. So maybe tomorrow I'll go out on my motorcycle. I know I need to get on it, again, just to keep the engine up. And I need to call in and make an appointment to get the oil change soon. That way I can, some point in this month, head on down to California for a weekend and visit my sister, brother-in-law, nephew, and niece, which I've been planning to do for a while. And then in August, I want the kids to go get the kids and bring them down here for a week. And I'm going to take a whole week off to do that. That'll be my vacation, spending time with them. I promised my nephew that I'd take him to the zoo, because I took my niece last time and he couldn't go because he was up at OHSU for the day. And that'll be fun. It was fun going with my niece because she really loves animals and is really thinking about being a vet when she grows up. And I didn't know that about her, but being around the animals and seeing all that, it was pretty clear that that was something that she really enjoyed. And I don't think I've ever had so much fun at a zoo. But then again, being around with a 10-year-old or younger is almost always fun doing something. Generally, they have good attitudes, and as long as you got a smile on your face and take them out, show them something new in the world, they will have something. So yeah, that was Northwest Old Germantown Road. Now I'm on getting onto Skyline, which is one of my favorite roads for motorcycling. I gotta turn the air conditioning off now because it's nice and cooled up here, 78 degrees. That's probably one reason I would love to live up on this hill, is the temperature is just great. And they get more snow in the winter. If I could afford it, this is where I would live, up here. But even probably the smallest house is pretty damn expensive. I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people probably get something in here, love it, and don't leave. Wouldn't be surprised by that either. So you do have a mix, if you've never been up here, of older houses and little farmhouses and ranches and little things going all the way back probably 60, 70 years. Then as I get closer and closer to town, on the Beaverton side, there's a lot of newer housing, $300,000, $500,000 houses, up to, you know, $1 million houses up on the hill. And those aren't the kind of houses that I'd want. I mean, they're nice, but they're way too big. They're way too nice for me, way too much money. Wouldn't want to be spending that kind of money on a house, personally. Now I'm behind another Jeep Cherokee, and they're going very, 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 very slow. So we're just going to take our time. So I have to make a decision here in a minute. Do I want to go downtown the back way to get to that little neighborhood I like by New Renaissance, which is my favorite bookstore, all full of spiritual books of every color and type? Or do I want to take Burnside down? If I go the other way, I'll hit Burnside one way or the other. But do I just want to take Burnside down by the cemetery and eventually downtown? So, choices, choices, choices. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the other road, go through the two tunnels, and then I'll drive up that one area of town with lots of people on it and do some people watching. Maybe I could stop for a cup of coffee. Even though it's late for coffee, I probably shouldn't do that. I could get a cup of decaf somewhere. Decaf cappuccino sounds kind of good. On my left, there's this beautiful, beautiful ranch. I've seen it before, and I always think, man, if I won Powerball, that is the house I'm buying. It's big, a little bit bigger than I want, of course, but it's just gorgeous. Out there on a corner, and lots of ranch land, so I could have some horses out there. Doesn't really have a view of the city or anything like that, but that's okay too. I love a secluded house, and that's what I do love about a lot of the houses back here, is they have a feel of seclusion to them. The only downside is I'd probably have to get up 15, 20 minutes earlier to get to work, just because you've got all these twisty roads, and then I would hit all the traffic down on the main roads. That part would suck, but I think it's worth it, or it would be worth it. But, you know, that's a dream, and it probably will never happen. As far as my house, I'll probably live there for, gosh, there's a new house on the right I've never seen before. Mansion. Sorry, not a house. Mansion. Iron gates in front. Tennis court, brand new. Wow. Anyway, probably sell my house in the next 3 to 5 years after doing some more work on it. Changing the carpets, of course, because the cats have ripped them up everywhere. Damned cats. Sell that and go to a smaller house. Like get a two-bedroom, probably. I'd like to have a bigger master bedroom. I'd like the guest room bigger, because I'd like to be able to have a guest room that can be my den and a guest room. Right now I could do that, but it'd be very tight. So, yeah, if that room was a little bit bigger, that would be perfect. And a nicer kitchen, that's a big thing. My kitchen right now, it's all right. It's a beautiful kitchen, little kitchen, and plenty of room to have people over, but it's nothing spectacular. I don't personally spend a lot of time in there anymore, just because I don't like cooking for myself. I enjoy cooking and eating more if I have someone to spend that time with. And so when I have people over, yeah, I definitely cook for them and sit at the table. All right, the Jeep Cherokee is turning, so we got the road to ourselves, people. Yes! Yahoo! All right, and I hope that, you know, you've been able to hear this, because for all I know, the wind and everything, the noise from the car has been too much. And I've been babbling to nobody for the last 20 minutes or so. And that would suck. Alright, so now going a bit faster. Although I am just taking it mellow. I'll be going faster on my motorcycle, of course. Back is feeling better. My God, it was just feeling horrible this morning. And I went most of the day without taking painkillers, just to see how I could do doing that. And as usual, it's just kind of a nightmare. And I know, you know, taking painkillers all the time tends to lead to a little bit more pain at other times, so that's something I have to be aware of. But yeah, there's when you got as much body pain as I do, those times without just really are difficult. New housing units on the right. Again, some pretty fancy houses. Never quite understood why people need to live in something that big. That, kind of amazing. But I guess there are a lot of people that feel that they need that. That's okay. That's not my place to say one way or the other what people need or believe they need. It would be nice, though, if we, in this culture, were able to spread the wealth more. I mean, as for me, I think that I get more than enough. I mean, I would like, I mean, obviously, I'd love to earn $100,000 a year, be able to pay off my bills in 6 months, all of them, and pay down the house fast. But, you know, what I earn is a fair wage. It's a good wage. I can't complain. I have food on the table. I have a roof over my head. I can go out and watch a movie every now and then. I can buy a nice new Jeep, ride a motorcycle. So I have plenty of money to play on the side while having the basic necessities of living. And there are just too many people without that. And it sucks. And, you know, it really bothers me when I see how much a lot of people earn at certain jobs. Because, you know, people work hard. And I think a lot of what a wage should be is about how hard people work, not just how many hours or how much education they have. I certainly think that the more educated you have, the more money you should earn. And that's in large part because, one, you have a specialty that not many people can do and know how to do. Two, it takes a lot of training to get to that place. And finally, it takes a lot of money to pay off the education. So, yeah, I can understand that, like my job. But, you know, if you did something like I did, there's a lot of balance and payoff of the money, and I stretched my school over many, many more years than it should have taken. It was a lot cheaper. And I went to community college, too. So I got a good education, and it was a lot cheaper. And I think by the time I left, I only owed $8,000. Took me a little less than 10 years to pay it off. And I was paying not much more than minimum payments every month. I think my minimum payment was $60. And I'd pay, a lot of times I'd just pay $100. So I get 40 more in there. And got it paid off pretty quickly. What I can't understand was anybody with tens of thousands of dollars. When it gets up to that amount, I just kind of, my mouth wants to drop and my eyes swirl around and I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, so that's pretty astounding to me. So I can't remember what road this is. This is the one that leads down to like 29th or something like that. Beautiful, just gorgeous area. You don't see the houses. They're definitely almost all secluded back here. I think there might be a creek back here. Smells wonderful. Lots of green. Tons of green. You see these little driveways left and right. I've never taken any of them before. Maybe sometime take some of these back roads. Little exploration. Probably do that in the Jeep and not my motorcycle, because some of these roads are pretty steep. And there's nothing worse than being on a 600-pound motorcycle on a hill you can't get going on, and the bike starts to tip, and you can't get your footing flat on both sides. Not fun. I've been in San Francisco, yeah, just that one time on my motorcycle. And that was definitely challenging. I had my daughter on the back. Really was really careful on the hills. And, you know, I was fine for the most part. I enjoyed it. I enjoy downtown San Francisco. I don't think I'd ever want to live there. There's some energy there in that town that I don't like. Part of it is when I'm on big fault lines, very sensitive to that, even though a lot of scientists would say that's impossible. I do believe it's, a lot of us are sensitive to differences in magnetics of the planet and stuff like that. There's a kind of dissonance there I don't like. And I think a lot of that plays out in the people, the energy of the culture. I like the diversity of the people down there. I like that there's a lot of people living there. Tunnel. Sorry, that might have been too loud. A lot of diversity there with people, but the energy, a lot of the energy strikes me as being almost painful or sorrowful or angry in some spots. Just depends on where I am around town. But there's a lot of mix. And I'm in another tunnel, so if you can't hear me, I'll just wait. Tunnel, 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 tunnel. Okay, yeah, San Francisco. It's a town I love to visit. Visited it twice now, but it's not somewhere that I'd really want to live. What I hear, lots of fog, lots of smog there, and that was true the first time, or that we drove through going down to Disneyland a year or two ago. Oh, wow. I love that house. There's a two-story house on my left. It's a Tudor. The bottom story is brick, and a lot of the brick is covered in vines and just gorgeous. Don't know what bridge that is up there. The 405 bridge, whatever that is, I can see up there. Still in the back neighborhoods, and I'm going to stop recording here in a minute once I get down where people can see me, and I'm going to be self-conscious. And then I'm going to just drive around and people watch for a while, get a smoke, take a back road back home. Hopefully, by the time I head back home, some of the fireworks will start and I can see them. I'm actually quite surprised I haven't really heard any fireworks today. I wonder if people are just trying not to spend that much money, or they don't have the money to spend this year. I don't know what the case is. I wouldn't be surprised if that's it. Most people are waiting till next year. But I got some Twizzlers or Twinklers or whatever you call those, and I'm going to play with those by myself at home later. Figure I got to do something. If I really feel energetic, I'll get my camera out and take some slow time exposures, but I'll do that pretty late. That way the street's nice and dark, and I'll get better pictures that way. All right, I'm going to get off here. Just wanted to talk a bit and share a little bit of my day with you. Again, it's July 4th, 2009. I'm on my way downtown. People watching, I hope you have enjoyed my little monologue here, even though I haven't said anything substantial or mind-blowing. Anyway, I'm going to get off. It's about time to turn. Take care and good night.